Not only does 2026 mark the 25th anniversary of girly, so groovy. It was 25 years ago that Bjork released that album right there, Vespertine. We heard the opening track, Hidden Place. Vespertine, an album that watched Bjork move in slightly new directions, but also an album that gave us that infamous swan dress that I still am in love with. Before Bjork, we have brand new music from Edmonton, Alberta duo Purity Ring, a duo known for their inventive electronic pop. They returned back in September with the release of their fourth album. It's a self-titled album inspired by classic role-playing games and fantasy to create new worlds of pop music. We heard the song Broken Well from the new Purity Ring album, and then Grimes starting that set off from her album Visions. We heard the song Visiting Statue. Right now, we are going to go back to the 1990s to a band that's not got some girly so groovy radio love for quite some time. I am talking about Vancouver indie electronic act Perfume Tree right now here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back. This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Windsor, Ontario, local legends, Citywide Vacuum. The song is called Cerclops. That is from the band's album Pact, released back in 2007. In the middle, it is Toronto psychedelic rock performer Tess Parks. Her song, Happy Birthday. Is it Happy Birthday? Yes, Happy Birthday. Is from her album, And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. And then kicking off the set, Vancouver indie electronic trip-hop 90s band Perfume Tree with their song Can't You. That's from the band's album Feeler. Well, friends, we are at my least favorite time of the week. It means we are wrapping up Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a couple of minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full nearly 25 years. Yes, we're celebrating 25 years this July. I cannot believe it. But I cannot say thank you enough for however you have tuned in for this particular episode or any episode that we do. Remember, you can stay in touch with the show all week long, especially if you have any requests. You can do all of that through our social media pages. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio and Facebook. We're simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Also, don't forget, you can stay in touch with the show through our absolutely free listening page, Mixcloud. With Mixcloud, we can listen to the last 10 episodes of the show. So everything from our top 10 albums of 2025 to our Under the Covers episode to our regular programming, you will find at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. A humongous shout out to all the community and campus stations that have embraced Girly So Groovy. I would say we are coast to coast across Canada now on nearly 20 community campus stations, also down in the U.S. When we were having our winter getaway, my husband and I traveling through southern Arizona, we were in Tucson for much of it, and immediately the first thing we did was look for the community campus station on their radio airwaves. And it's always fun when you're on the road to hear what other communities are listening to or feel yourself reflected in the music, even when you're not in your own hometown. And I just absolutely love it. Girly So Groovy would be nothing without community and campus radio. If I had all the time in the world, I would do a shout out to every single station that airs Girly So Groovy, but at least each week I try and give you one shout out. And since it's a new year and we are starting things off fresh, the shout out of course has to go to our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM. CJAM in Windsor and Detroit at the University of Windsor has been airing and celebrating and embracing Girly So Groovy since July of 2001. And continues to do so all these years. So a huge, huge shout out to our absolute beginnings, our mothership station, CJAM. Let's wrap up this show. It was back in September when the Vancouver queer garage rock duo, the Pack AD, released an album that they call Shiny New Old Songs. They kick off the entire adventure with the opening track, Candy Hearts. The song is just absolute pure rock and roll fun. That is what Girly So Groovy has tried to be for the last 25 years. So let's do this. Wrapping up the very first episode of 2026, it's the Pack AD here on Girly So Groovy. Thanks again for tuning in.
Hi there, this is Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is Bird Note. Quite a rhythm, huh? It might not be your average call for either a hawk or an eagle, but it's the distinctive call of the ornate hawk eagle. It's obvious why these birds have such a flashy name. Their dark brown plumage, adorned with striking white and chestnut patterns, along with their impressive size, gives them a regal appearance that sets them apart from other raptors. Their impressive crest looks like an elegant crown in adults and a punk hairdo over the white-headed and black-bodied juveniles. Aside from their looks, they're also skilled hunters. Ornate hawk eagles have been known to capture prey twice their own weight. They hunt great coot sows, big pheasant-like birds that can weigh more than 10 pounds, while ornate hawk eagles weigh less than 4 pounds. These spectacular birds can span their wings to about 4 feet across and can be seen soaring the morning skies of tropical forests in lowlands and foothills from southern Mexico to northern Argentina. Ornate hawk eagles are also devoted parents. The female lays one or two eggs. Both parents take turns incubating them and raising the next generation of fashionable raptors. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Merecio.
Hello, this is Matt.